out of nowhere, just be like, so touching, it's so awkward. And so, yeah, they can be like, let's watch this video and then talk about it afterwards. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mary, when did you, how did you guys, like, when did you get involved with the theater and being part of the show?
Yeah. So it was funny. I grew up in Dubai, and like, I was someone that was always singing in some capacity or the other. So I was like a choir girl. And so when I moved here, I didn't know what prerequisites were for courses, so I didn't have the prereqs for drama. So I was like, oh no, I can't do drama. What do I do? How do I figure this out? So I was volunteering to like in a grade 9 drama class and found tons of different access to different programs, so that I was like, oh my God, there's a shot. I'm in. And then Shira walked into my leadership class at the time and started talking about doing, like, using theater to teach about sex ed and pizza. Like, there's free pizza.
That's usually the hook.
Yeah. Kids love that.
Hot tip.
Adults love that, too, actually. Yeah, free pizza goes far.
Whole in for the first two, and then I was like, well, I mean, damn, that just sweetens the whole thing. Yeah. So, sure. And that's kind of what set me into stepping in. And sure, it was actually a dream and worked around the several schedules that I had. But for me, I was already volunteering with Planned Parenthood at the time, so I was a peer educator with one of their programs, the SHARP program, and so to me it just seemed like a no-brainer. So I already knew what it meant to have information and how much that changed my life, because when I was 17 here, I was the point of contact for my friends in Dubai. So if they had questions and couldn't Google things, I was like, well, I mean, damn, I have access to internet and I've just been trained in all of this. I'd love to help. And then being able to incorporate that into theater to give back to a community that had just given me access to that information, that was a bit of a no-brainer for me. But yeah.
You are fascinating.
Thanks.
Yeah. I would, like, listen, we could do a whole show where I'm just like, let's start in Dubai and then move on. Because I feel like there's a lot of, also I'm like, wait, you volunteered for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember, I did theater in high school too, but then the rest of the time, that was all I cared about. And the rest of the time I was straight up watching TV. I was not volunteering for anybody and I was not doing any other groups.
I like to say that I hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Like, I think the plane landed and I set off. I was like, oh my God, access. Like,
that's, you know what, that and that's great and it's so inspiring, but and it makes me go like, oh man, I really took for granted, like, I was like, I was born here, whatever, yeah, we got that, I don't care, I'm gonna watch TV in the basement. Don't get me wrong, TV is very important to me and it is a shining light in my life, but so I'm like, I could have done stuff there were groups, I could have been a joiner. What do you, I mean, this is so great and I love that you guys are doing another tour and you expand. How does the show evolve? Is it still the same show? Are you working on a second show? What happens?
So the show is constantly evolving with the youth involved. So the most important thing for me has always been that it's youth-driven and that it's addressing the issues that are real to the people who are real and involved. So, for example, we just added another scene, and it's a rap about a girl coming out to her very religious family. And when we started this process, she wasn't even out to me or the group.
Right.
So this piece could never have existed.
Right.
But after a few years being with the group, and she was finally ready to, and she wanted to share this piece. So I think the most important part of our group is that it's a space where people can go through whatever they're going through in life. We'll meet them where they're at with the show. And we're constantly updating in response to world events, to community issues, to what's going on in the individual lives of the youth involved.
I love it so much. Everything about it makes me want to cry, but like in a good way. Because just the idea of like you're helping people find their voice, which is something that I think so many people are struggling. So many people want to be heard and aren't. So many people are scared.
Yeah.
To say what is really going on inside them. And I think, you know, certainly we can all relate to when you are able to kind of own your own narrative and you are able to speak it, there's a freedom that comes with that and there's a weight that gets lifted. And so just the fact that you're and in this space where it's like, hey, you could never do it, or you can take 2 years and you can just, you know, settle in and find your way there. It's too beautiful. How can people who are listening find out more?
Mm-hmm. So our website is sexeducationbytheater.com. Our handle is @sexedshow. And they can also go to canfar.com. And all our information is there. Mary's music video is at tunnel-vision.ca.
Awesome.
And it's pretty special and very brave.
It's also the first time I get to dance in the video. I hadn't been able to for 2 years because it just was too overwhelming. And also just like the stage logistics. And so this is the first time I was able to physically embody it too. And yeah, it was powerful.
Who is right.
I was so excited to hear that you were coming back and that you guys had more to talk about. And I hope that you will just continually keep coming back and sharing the story, not only because I personally want updates, but also because I think it really is so important and empowering young people. I'm someone who, again, struggled so much with sexuality and finding my way. And FYI, like, I'm a cisgender hetero. Like, it's supposed to be the easiest route, and I still am like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And so to be able to empower young people so that transition into adulthood and into bodily autonomy and all of that to make it easier, you guys are just the best.
Thank you.
And
thank you. You're pretty great, too.
100%.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. So, again, tunnel-vision.ca to see Mary's video. And make sure Sex Education by Theater is the group. Also, make sure you check out Canfar and support them. Because, honestly, people are still so confused about AIDS. It's a nightmare. AIDS is not a nightmare. The confusion is.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you guys for giving people voices and sharing education. The song is sung and written by Mary Getachew. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the founder of Sex Education by Theater, Shira Taylor. Thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We will be right back on The Breakdown, Channel 167, Canada Talks. Canada Talks. Canada Talks. Canada